Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I'm going to read from 1 Peter chapter 4, and then a quote from Barbara Bush. First, out of 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, and I'm reading out of the Message translation. And he says this, "Everything in the world is about to be wrapped up, so take nothing for granted. Stay wide awake in prayer. Most of all, love each other as if your life depended on it. Love makes up for practically anything." And then Barbara Bush, near the end of her life, said this, "At the end of your life, you will never regret not having passed one more test, winning one more verdict, or not closing one more deal. You will regret time not spent with a husband, a child, a friend, or a parent." Well, Barbara Bush's words are a poignant reminder, as Peter also reminds us, to take nothing for granted. And all of that reminds me of a moment which will be forever etched in my memory. My granddaughter's words from years ago floated my thoughts again the other day as I walked on the back porch. "Wait, Granddaddy, I remember, I'll show you," I remember her saying years ago. She must have been 7 or 8 at the time. It had been a day ushered in by another cold morning like today. You could almost see the ice crystals forming in the cold blue sky as we watched the vapor trail from a passing jet. Our children were still living in Tampa, and our elder granddaughter Hannah had come to visit with us and knew that I, as her granddaddy, would heat the pool so that, as she put it, she wouldn't get sick from swimming in cold water. Nowadays, with Ellie, our younger granddaughter, also with us, they both have learned that we are those people, Mimi and Gran, that they can rely on and always take for granted. And so on that cold day while Hannah was swimming in the heated pool, I thought I'd do something again, which I had done a year or so earlier. And so I began to empty my pockets of keys, wallet, and other valuables, removed my watch, cell phone, shoes, socks, and belt, and stood at the edge of the pool, ready and fully dressed. "Wait, Granddaddy." Hannah had seen before what I was about to do again and remembered and pleaded as she climbed from the pool. "Wait, I remember. I'll show you what you did before." She had remembered everything about that moment from a year before when I had shocked everyone and left her in wide-eyed disbelief when I jumped fully clothed into the pool as she was now going to demonstrate for me. It was a positive moment, indelibly etched in her memory. And so after she showed me what she remembered I had done, I obliged my precious little girl and her memory and once again jumped in, feet first, clothes on, after which I swam around in my soggy blue jeans and long sleeve shirt, splashing and playing make-believe games with Hannah for another hour or so before we were called to dinner. Making memories, planting seeds. I suppose that's why I did it. That's probably why I drove 2.5 hours, very early many mornings, from Gainesville to Tampa, where they lived at the time, to pick Hannah up and take her to elementary school, with a stop on the way for potato crispers. And it's also why Linda kept a bag packed to always be ready to go and help with Hannah or Ellie. And why, after I dropped Hannah off at elementary school, I'd go back to see Ellie, as she yelled and screamed, running to me at the door, when she was just a little girl. It's why we try to never miss a birthday or the special moment or occasion in either of our granddaughters' lives, or son and daughter-in-law for that matter, or any of the girls' school functions. I suppose that's why I've given Hannah and Ellie cards telling them I love them, or why we changed our plans time and time again when opportunities to keep them occurred, just trying to make memories with them while we had the chance. Memories they give them a warm, safe, and affirming place of acceptance to always return to, maybe to help to carry them through any tough days they may face, planting seeds of love, reminding them that they matter. Memories, like the memories that will be made this weekend when our elder granddaughter, Hannah, is married, and I get to perform the ceremony, an opportunity to make the memories that are worthy of being kept forever. in your heart and mind. Making memories every day, we're making some one way or the other. The question, what are they? We're planting seeds. Every day we're planting some. The question, what kind are they? What kind are we planting? Listen, life is really not about the things that we need to do around the house and the office, important at times, but not sacred. It's not about being the best coach, player, executive, or whatever in the world. Sure, it's about being the best we were created to be, but not at the expense of missing the important people that God has placed in our lives while we seek the in crowd for approval that will all be temporary. It's about instead embracing and affirming those sacred trusts, those much higher priorities that God has placed in our lives. It's not about things and fame, making money and winning championships. Blasphemy for me to say that, some may say, but God's call on our lives is not about that, but is instead, it's all about making memories with and for the important people in our life, those who have been there forever and have stood by you, a parent, a grandparent, a friend, a spouse. It's about planting seeds today that will continue to bloom in those sacred lives, family, and longtime dear friends in the years ahead. It's about sharing with others the love of God which He has shared with us and changing their lives for eternity. And it begins with those next to us, entrusted to us to care for, those who have been there all the while. So, a couple of questions for you. When's the last time you visited someone who needed a visit? Or the last time you made a call or wrote a letter to someone who could use a lift up in life and a memorable moment in their life? When's the last time you had a date with your spouse or date night with your little girl who adores you? When's the last time you played catch or whatever they wanted to do with your son or daughter or someone else who thinks you hung the moon or sent flowers to someone for no reason other than to brighten their day? Do you remember the last time you did something that would cause others to question your sanity, like jumping into the pool with your clothes on? If you're like me, you have too many moments of regret, way too many, where you've missed the moment to make a memory, where you failed to see the chance to plant a seed in the life of someone else, where you missed a moment that you shouldn't have and still regret it. I know you understand what I'm talking about. I know you do. But that was before. Today is a new day, and there is still much to do in the time that we have left. Still memories to make, seeds to plant, lives to love and change. And so let me suggest something today, that no matter where you are on the timeline of your life's journey, and no matter how many moments to make memories that you've lost, missed, or let slip through your fingers to this point, beginning today, you and I will start to be very intentional about planting seeds, making memories, and leaving a trail of positive fingerprints, imprints on the lives of those around you who really do matter. Memories they will cling to in the rough spots, seeds that will blossom into a strong sense of self-esteem because you cared and took time for them and for others. Memories that will draw you closer to them in their moment of need. Memories that will make a statement to them that affirms their value to you and to themselves and to the God who created them. You'll never know when they or you might need to draw on those memories as a warm place of safety and acceptance and affirmation to get them through perhaps a rough patch. Life, my friends, has enough memories of the tough kind. So why not kick a few leaves and jump in a few pools and make a few of the warm and wonderful kind of memories? Why not leave a lifetime of fond and unforgettable memories along the way? Why not mark all of life with a fistful of sacred memories for and with those you love and those who love, trust, and need you and need to know they can always count on you and take you for granted? And guess what? You will feel better when you do that. You will be affirmed yourself and lifted by the life right in front of you that feels better about themselves because you took the time to care. And their new memories will be your memories too. Because, you know, in the end, When we look back on our lives, we will discover that in life's finest moments, it was all about jumping in the pool with your clothes on. Wait, Granddaddy, I remember, I'll show you. So jump in a pool with your clothes on or do something else. Spend time with those who matter. Make memories. Plant seeds. It's God's call for us to do. For Him, for others, for ourselves. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for the reminder. We know it's a poke, a reminder of all the times we've messed up, screwed up. Thank you for forgiving us for those. But also we know it's a reminder, a poke, that from now on, help us not to miss those moments that you set before us, those sacred moments to make a difference, to leave a memory, to plant a seed. Help us, guide us, direct us. Lord, I tell you what we'll do. We'll just follow your example with every step we take. That'll get it done. Thank you for bringing all the folks into our lives you have. Thank you for the forgiveness that takes place when we miss the moments, and as you've forgiven us and they've forgiven us. And thank you for all the folks you will bring into our lives, sacred trusts that we can make memories with. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your example. Thank you for your Son. It's His precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.